Washington, D.C. This is Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Matt Jolly, and I want to personally invite you to join me the week of October the 3rd through the 7th on Warbird Radio Live. We're devoting the entire week of shows to the commemorative Air Force. It's truly going to be a week you don't want to miss. CAF Week on Warbird Radio Live, October 3rd through the 7th. For more information on the CAF, just visit them online at commemorativeairforce.org. That's commemorativeairforce.org.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Reminding you that radio engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Good evening, everybody. This is Zane Adams with the Wix Warbird Weekly Show tonight. Ryan's off tonight. He's working hard getting ready for general aviation convention stuff in Las Vegas. Poor guy's got to get ready for a trip to Vegas. It's just a terrible thing to have to do. But welcome back. We are here live on CAF Week here on Warbird Radio and on October 5th, 2011. If you're listening live, that's us. We're live, ready to go. The phone numbers, the phone line is open if you want to call in tonight. We do have a few guests tonight, but studio line is 478-787-4768. So we welcome you to call in tonight and talk CAF with us. We've got a few guests tonight. We've got Paul Lager coming on later with the Invader Squadron. They're working on the A-26, formerly known as the Spirit of Waco, and that's getting close to being ready to be back flying, and we'll talk with him. We'll talk with Charlie Wood. He's the DFW wing leader here in the Lancaster, Texas, and a CAF board member. We'll talk a little membership and a little stuff with him, see what's going on there. And then we'll talk to Chris Trowbridge, B-29, B-24. Squadron PR guy, and we'll get on with him here in just a few minutes. But it's going to be a tech-centric show. I know I'm from Texas, so that's what counts. Most of you people from around the country need to understand there's a lot going on in Texas, especially here in October. It's air show season, air show month. We had air show last weekend in Shepherd Air Force Base and up in Wichita Falls. The Snowbirds and Aeroshell team were there. Of course, CAF air show is coming up in Midland next weekend, October 8th and 9th. They've got a lot going on, the Red, White, and Loud Tour, A-10 West. They're going to have a T-6, an Air Force T-6A demo, which is something new on the air show circuit that I haven't seen. I don't know how many air shows book a T-6 demo, but that'd be cool to see. Wings Over Houston's coming up 15th and 16th. Snowbirds are headlining. USAF Air Force Phantom Jet is going to be there for Heritage Flight, Heavy Metal Jip Team, Viper East, Tora. It's a big CAF show. It's a great show they're having down there. Also, that same weekend, Kavanaugh's having their fly day, the Wings Over Addison. So it's going to be busy. I know for West Coast folks, China Lake's having their big open house, 100th year of Centennial Aviation. That happens 15th and 16th as well. So after that, Alliance Air Show here in Fort Worth, Amigo Air Show in El Paso, both on the 22nd and 23rd. Then Randolph, we round off the month with the Randolph Show down in San Antonio with the Blue Angels, Vietnam Reactment, CAF, and Lone Star Flight Museum are always a big group at that show as well. So, and it's just it's a big group, big bunch of air shows week after week here in Texas. I wish I could go to them all. But hopefully I'll make one or two of those. So it's a fun time to be in Texas. The weather's finally cooled off. Pray for rain. We need some of that around here. But it's air show season for us. But and I couldn't. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. It's been on everybody's minds. This is the first time we've been on live here on Warbird Radio for the WIC show since the terrible incidents in Reno. And I would just like to say all of us from the WICS, the Warbird Information Exchange Board, have been talking about this terrible incident. And there's lots of people on the WICS forum that are closely tied with Reno and Reno racers and everything that goes with that. And we all have lost people we know on the WICS board in that terrible incident. So our prayers and thoughts go out to the families of the spectators injured and unfortunately killed in that incident, and with Jimmy Leeward and his family and team. You know, blue skies to all of those people, and we just pray for their peace and everything. It's so a little bit there for the Reno folks. You know, I just wanted to bring it up. I know the WICS board has been talking about it a bunch, and it's been a very well-behaved group there, and you WICSers listening, I really as a moderator and over there, and I know Scott does. It's a tragic thing, and it's a touchy subject, but there's a lot of good information over there on the WICS board on the Reno stuff. It hadn't been brought up much here lately, but there's a lot going on the board, of course, our thoughts go out to those folks there. So that's about all I want to say on that tonight. So so we'll get on with our guest, a CAF air show week out in Midland. We've got first up here Chris Trowbridge. Chris, are you there?
I'm here, Shane. I'm enjoying some of that rain that you're praying for over in the Dallas area.
Oh yeah, it's raining in Lubbock, is it?
It is. We got rain.
That's a rare thing.
I hope it's gone by the weekend.
Yeah. You know, I've been watching the weather, and it could be tricky. I mean, you know, it never rains in Midland except during air show weekend, apparently. So, you know, how are things? I heard the B-24 is back up in the air after some engine change or two. So, how are things going over there with the squadron?
We are about to hit one of our busiest months we've had in a long time. You checked off a couple of the events that we're going to be doing, and for the first time in about 5 or 6 years, all those events that you mentioned, Midland Air Show, Wings Over Houston, as well as Randolph, you will not just be seeing one of our airplanes. Finally, after, as you said, a long couple of months and two engine changes, we have both aircraft operational and good to go, so we're looking forward to having both of our airplanes on the road for a change.
Well, that's great news. I saw on your the Johnny Liberator of the B-24 squadron Facebook page. Somebody posted a video up there today of 927 taken to the air, and there was a few people on WICS noted that live here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Notice she was flying around, so that's great news. I guess the airplane's running well, relatively squawk free after sitting on the ground for several months.
Yeah, what had happened is we had one engine that was just getting awfully high time, and coming out of winter maintenance, she gave us a little bit of problems, and the staff made the decision to go ahead and remove that engine. And we were while we were down, we were given an opportunity to acquire a second engine, and we were facing some high time engines, so we made the decision, bite the bullet, invest in some low-time engines, and the mechanics that I talked to after the test flight yesterday were very, very happy. So anytime your crew chiefs are happy, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's like keeping mama happy, isn't it?
Yeah, and as you know, it doesn't happen very often. So yeah, when we do get it, it's a good thing.
Well, I mean, she's always been a fairly well-behaved airplane, from what I understand over the years. You know, talking to Gary Austin and those before him, and people, you know, that I know there's been major work done over the years. You know, and you know, of course, Gary did a bunch of work in restoration and changed the look of the airplane and everything. But overall, I mean, it's been a fairly good airplane for the CAF, from what I understand over the years, and continues to be so.
Oh, yeah. She's been a great airplane, and the decision that was made was strictly kind of a preventative maintenance type of deal. We could have continued flying with her the way she was, but why take the chance of having an engine problem away from home? Let's just go ahead, take care of it, and move on. But since you brought up some of the work that Gary's completed, I do have one announcement that hasn't been made discussed really at length because I was waiting for her to come out of her maintenance and all that. And one of the things one of our crew chiefs did during the summer, Rick Garvis, formerly of Lone Star, now working for us, is he has installed some additional seats into the old 927. So we have actually, believe it or not, in this economy, reduced the cost of a B-24 flight.
Well, I heard that the other day. It's what, $299 now? Is that what you're doing on the flight?
$299 for a 25-minute flight aboard one of only two flying B-24s in the world.
Such a deal. Such a deal. That makes it, it doesn't seem like much. I mean, you cut the cost, at 25%, cut it down another $100 in this economy. I think you'll have a good ridership with that. I know it piqued my interest as well. So, almost.
That's what our hope is.
Yeah. Well, good. Have you got bookings already up for the your tour stops here at the different air shows?
Oh, yeah. We have our tour stops available. We have seats available for everywhere. And we're not just doing the three major air shows that I talked about. We're filling in middle of the week doing a couple of stops. So I'll just kind of throw some dates out. But all this information is out there on our website, either CAFB29B24.org or B29B24BomberRides.org. So in addition to Midland and Houston and Randolph, we're going to be visiting Aggieland. We're going to be visiting College Station October 12th and 13th. We're going to stick around and go out to Houston Executive Airport on October 19th and 20th, the weekend of October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, we're going to be in Austin at Bergstrom at Signature Flight Services. And then we're going to partner up with the Tex Hill Wing out in Hondo on the 26th and 27th before going to Randolph and then finally coming back to the Dallas area.
That sounds like a busy, busy month. I hope you get your riders as well. Are you going to take the B-29 and the B-24 together on those stops?
They are going to be the inseparable twins.
All right. Man, the bunch of heavy metal on the road. That sounds like fun, Chris. You going along as part of that? Or
if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right. The B-29 is good. The B-24 is good. But, what's better than having both of them together?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, it's been a long time, hasn't it, since they've both been on the road together like that?
I was looking recently through all my old stuff, and I believe it's been about 6 years since both aircraft were out barnstorming together. Hmm. So, a lot's happened in the last 6 years, and the squadron is very happy with how the B-29's done this year, so now it's time to take both the girls out and make the party even better.
Yeah, well, I know I hung around a little bit, and I saw you a little bit. It was a busy weekend there on July 4th here in Fort Worth, and it was a lot of interest and I know you guys had a lot of riders that weekend, and I know you were hopping and busy, so we didn't get much time to talk, and there was a lot of tours going on. I'm glad to hear the Bombers are earning their keep out there a little bit, so that's great news. That's great news.
Like I said, it's been a really successful year. I think right now we're sitting at about 80 flight experience flights for the B-29 for the year to date. And when we put together our schedule for the beginning of the year, our target goal was 85, I believe. And I'll be perfectly honest, I was like, with the current economy, I questioned whether we were going to be able to do it, but once our old girl shows up somewhere, she sells herself and nine times out of ten, we end up having to turn people away at the end of the event.
Well, that's a,
we hate
that's a terrible,
doing, but
problem to have,
it's
huh?
a good problem to have.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you guys are headed out to air show. Is the B-29 there already, or?
The 29 is headed over tomorrow morning, and then the 24 will be heading over Friday morning.
Okay. All right. And ready for a concert there with Aaron Tippin as well?
Yep. It's going to be a different air show for us, particularly on Saturday, as we're going to be flying one of the first show parts of the air show, so that, as you said, we can get pulled over by the main hangar area and have Aaron come out, do his thing in front of the airplane, and treat people. And, you know, I cannot say enough good things about Aaron. I hung out with him at several different events this year, and he's just been a really good guy. So come out and enjoy Red, White, and Loud with the only flying B-29 in the world.
Sounds like a great partnership there, and hats off to you guys for getting that gig for him. That's a really neat deal to have, and I know it's working out well for you. So, and how many you got some your flight crews going up? You've got lined up. You've got quite a few. I know you've got a new flight engineer. Our buddy Brad got his flight engineer wing, so to speak, this summer, and you got plenty of flight crew for the airplanes and all of that. And you're ready to go.
We're ready to go. We're always looking for people to come out and help. You know, whether it's people that fly professionally who want to fly our airplanes, or you know, people like yourself who would want to come out and serve as scanners. Really, in our organization, there really is no such thing as having too much help.
Yeah.
We're constantly, every time we fly the airplane, whenever we can, obviously, we're looking to train people. So if you have an interest, you're in the Dallas area, best way to decide whether or not you want to be part of this organization, come out once we get back in November, beginning 2nd of November. The B-29 is going to go into winter maintenance. Come out, get your hands dirty, your face dirty, all of you dirty. One of our newest flight crew members, first time I ever met him, he was covered in oil because he had the unenviable task of draining an oil tank. So you too can get dripped on by the only flying B-24 or only flying B-29 and one of two flying B-24s.
Yeah, dirty fun that your mom can't complain about, right? Yeah, just don't bring the clothes in the house, I've learned over the years.
anybody that's been around the airplanes long enough, we tend to have a spare set of clothes ready to change after we've been out at the hangar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I get yelled at when I get home if I'm too dirty. My daughter won't even give me a hug many days when I come home from the hangar.
Yeah, yeah, I've been there, done that. Makes it rough, doesn't it?
It does, but, you know, she forgives me eventually, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, great, Chris. And how do people, if they want to join the squadron, just go to CAFB29B24.org, and there's a membership link on there. I join our squadron link, I believe, and I know you guys are open to having people join the squadron. I really appreciate CAF opening up. You know, for me, I'm not a CAF member, but I was out there, you know, and opened up and was willing and able. And you guys opened up your doors to me to be able to help out on that 4th of July stop here. And, you know, I really, really enjoyed the day, even though it was a little warm, but I enjoyed the day and met some great people. And that's what's fun about Warbirds. And you know, as well as I do, all of us here, that just some really great people on the road with these airplanes. And they deserve all our support.
Yeah. Well, that's the key thing. You know, it's great to fly these airplanes, have those experiences, but it's all about the people. Going back, you know, we're very fortunate. We have a couple of members who flew these during World War II in Korea who come out just hanging around at the bar with them in the evening, listening to them tell their tales or whatever visitor comes along, you know, that's the reason we do it. And then hanging around with some of our best friends, you know, some of my best friends, I only might see them three times a year at various events, but they're some of my best friends. So, You know, it's about the people. It really
yep.
is.
So. Oh, yeah. The airplanes are lovely, but the people are even better. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Well, Chris, last words from you, you know, about what's going on, you know, about over your winter here. We got a couple other guests. I got to talk to Charlie Wood. I know that's a rough job, but somebody's got to do it. So, but anything, last thing from you about anything you guys need or any word you want to put out?
Well, if you're in the Dallas area or even passing through the Dallas area, come out to Kavanaugh Flight Museum, visit with us, and if you have any desire at all, come out, join us just like Zane did. Try us on for a little bit, and then most people, they come out once or twice, and before you know it, they become members of the CAF, members of the squadron. Next thing you know, they're going out on the road for 2-3 weeks with one of our airplanes or both of our airplanes. And all it does, and we like to believe in this, come out, join the hangar, enjoy the fun, enjoy the fellowship, enjoy the airplanes. Before you know it, you too can be part of our group.
There you go. It's good fun, folks. Take him at his word. It's well worth doing. So I appreciate you coming on tonight, Chris. It's a great thing Matt's doing here CAF week, and I guess you're going to air show. So have fun over there.
Yeah, I've got a teach class on Friday, and as soon as I finish lecturing to my freshmen, I'm hopping in the car, headed down to Midland, and I'm going to let a lot of our guys with the 29-24 squadron who don't get to work on the airplane at air shows do the air show, and I'm going to be across the field playing with the blasters and the EOD, relieving
All right.
a little bit of stress.
Good fun. That sounds like fun, man. Well, have a good time. I wish you guys a great air show. Pray for good weather, and we will see you around Kavanaugh Flight Museum one of these days.
All right. I'll see you next time I'm up there, Zane. You have a good right. one, and thanks for hosting the program for us.
Well, sure. No problem. I appreciate you being here. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
That was Chris Trowbridge from the CAF B-29, B-24 wing. I forgot to ask him. That may have been Johnny Liberator. I don't know. Maybe Johnny Liberator and him never seem to show up at the same time, so that may have been him. We'll just I forgot to ask him, so you know, sorry about that. But we'll get to Charlie Wood here in a moment as soon as we get Matt, get the phone line free and get Matt to call him up and get him ready and on the line. But there's another something I need to bring up. There's a certain airplane and museum that's close to my heart here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area over in Fort Worth, the Vintage Flying Museum. And October 15th is their 21st annual Hangar Dance. And it's $30 in advance, $35 at the door, extra $15 for a barbecue dinner, Alan Glasscock Orchestra, and the B-17 Chucky is coming home and going to be here, I think, next week, early next week. I talked to John Bronner. He's going to get to be flight engineer on her coming home, and you know, she may make an air show while she's here. I don't know about that or not. Timing's a little tricky, but I think she will, and it'll be great to see her, and she'll be the centerpiece at the Hangar Dance. If you guys in the Dallas-Fort Worth area have never been to that at Meacham Field in the hangar, it's a great evening of music and dancing and food and fun, and so that's going on October 15th, 8 p.m. to midnight. So join them over there for good music and B-29 hangar at Meacham Field. So that's the Vintage Flying Museum at vintageflyingmuseum.org for more information there. So that's a little plug for my local guys. They need the support and the money, and it goes to a good cause there. So while we're talking local folks, Charlie Wood, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Charlie, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Zane. How are you?
Fine. Did you hear that? Chris said, I don't know if you were listening, but Chris said it's raining in Lubbock, you know?
I heard that. It's not raining here.
No, it's not. So how are things at the DFW wing, Charlie?
Well, everything's wonderful. We've had our Warbirds on parade that we normally have yearly on Labor Day weekend. It was a huge success, and Couldn't be more happy with that.
Yeah, I was out there for a few hours, and it was a great turnout. Just unbelievable amount of people out there, and there was all kinds of warbirds. I know you guys and the Cold War Air Museum kind of linked up and had a bunch of stuff on the ramp out there. It was great to see. And for the non airplane types, you had a heck of a car show going on there as well. So
it grows every year.
It was kind of cool. I know that it was the first time I'd seen Kavanaugh's newly restored P-51. Was there. They flew her in, just gorgeous looking airplane, and I was amazed to see all the Ford Mustang owners lined up to take pictures with the P-51 Mustang. That was a pretty cool sight to see.
Well, we're thankful to the Kavanaugh Flight Museum and the Cold War Air Museum and many others that help us put on that every year. It couldn't be done without a team of folks that all come together and make those things happen.
Yeah, it's your big yearly fundraiser as well, right? So it goes to a
good
cause.
Well, it is. It is. It's our biggest fundraiser for the year, and as you know, it takes wheelbarrows full of money to make all this work. So it's never enough, and it's just really a small percentage of our operating costs, but. We enjoy doing it, and it gives the aircraft exposure. The public shows up, and we teach the history lesson, and the next generation is learning why they're free.
Yep. Yeah. And so how are your airplanes? Speaking of airplanes exposures, I know you've got the R4D, which is a DC-3 for you guys that don't know. You've got PT-17, a Stearman. You've got the Volte Vibrator there as well. And don't you have you've got an L Bird of sorts? How are the airplanes running? They aren't in their keep.
Well, the just put a new engine on the BT, and it's been a long, drawn out ordeal, but we actually started and ran it 2 weekends ago, and it's got a prop seal leaking, but I think we'll all of that'll get squared away shortly. And I think last week we had a mag misfiring on the Stearman, but that's probably fixed by now, and so probably all of four of our assigned aircraft to the FW wing will be flying in within the next week or two.
Oh, good. And you've got a bit of a ride program going there as well, right?
Well, we do Stearman rides every Saturday, and we also do R4D rides, and of course the BT when it's back up and operational, it'll sell rides. We don't sell rides in the L5. However, as you've heard me give my membership pitch,
sure.
If you join the CIF and the Dallas Fort Worth wing, we're gonna give you a ride and something. And a lot of times it's the L5, but then we're gonna ask you to come and earn the next one. So
there you go.
That's how that works. And folks take advantage of that, and they get involved and become dedicated members to our cause.
Yeah, yeah.
I call it disciples.
You and I,
CAF disciples.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There's never hurts to have more of those guys. And I know we talked a little bit about it. And how is CAF membership? I know you're on the wing staff, and you're on the headquarters staff, and have been involved in membership and stuff. And how overall, I know your wing. Tell us a little bit about membership in your wing there with the rides. But how is it going overall with the CAF? And
you introduced me as the current wing leader, the Dallas Fort Worth wing. I'm the former wing leader.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
well,
to.
Well, that's okay. I'm currently the executive officer of the Dallas Fort Worth wing.
So you're doing all the work then.
Well, I don't know about all that. There's a lot of people doing a lot of work. Membership is on the incline, and it was flat for a while, and it was in decline. And I'd like to dispel a lot of those old rumors and wives' tales and stories that folks have heard over the years. It we're a kindler, gentler CAF. We believe that everybody should be involved, and if you're not with the CAF, at least some warbird museum or outfit that flies warbirds or restores them, or somehow or another keep these airplanes alive and telling the story. And CAF does a wonderful job of doing that. You know, I would say this, you can go join the best, even the best church you can think of, and somebody there might, you might sit in their pew or park in their parking spot, and they might raise an eyebrow at you. But CAF is a wonderful place to be, and if you want to get involved with warbirds, all you have to do is walk in the door and show the interest. And if we see that you really are interested, we're going to latch on to you and run with you. So a lot of people come and kick tires and are interested in talking warbirds and that kind of thing, and they don't seem to have the dedication that keeps them coming and keeps them involved. And then there's those that are diehards that are going to do it the rest of their life. I would hope that the folks would come and get involved, and we'll take them under our wing and make sure they have an enjoyable experience, and they will in turn tell all their friends, and hopefully that communication is what grows our organization.
Yeah, well, I know it's difficult to balance. People balance life and work and everything else, and still be able to do that. And I know, you know, it takes some dedicated people. And I'm glad to hear that you guys are got more dedication. Your membership's rising. That's always good to hear. I know everybody's got a job to do and can have a job. And that's what's the great thing about CAF, I think, is it's very widely varied. It's a varied organization, diverse organization, if you're a traveling kind of guy, there's wings all over the country that you can be involved in,
joined the DFW wing on the application. There's a list of things that you might be good at, and I really couldn't figure out one of them that I was qualified to do. And right. The funny thing is after you're there a while, you figure out everybody has a gift, talent, or a skill that that they can offer, and we certainly need. There, as Chris said a minute ago, there's never enough people to take care of all of the needs of these kind of organizations, and we certainly appreciate everybody that puts their time in, and like you just said, family comes first, and of course I'll just say this: pretty soon the CAF becomes part of your family, so you'll be bringing your wife and girlfriend and kids out, and we have events and we cook hot dogs, and actually October we're promoting units to recognize all the folks throughout the year that have helped their units to operate and be successful, so I'm sure there'll be hot dog cooks and hamburger cooks and airplane rides and things all across the country in recognition of those folks that have helped us. So I would like to say a few things about membership that this weekend you can certainly sign up at Hangar 57 at Midland, and I'll be standing there all weekend, and I know that's kind of plugging my...
Hey, plug away, buddy.
I would like to ask that if you're already a colonel in the Commemorative Air Force, become a life member, or a goal life member if you're already a life member, and help support this organization and keep it growing. We're actually in the black, and I know it's hard to believe for a nonprofit 501c3 organization and operating the kind of equipment that we operate, but things are looking good, and the CAF is growing, a lot of promise ahead for us, and everybody can be part of that. So
yeah.
I'd also
you guys
say
have got
that,
a, You guys have got a I don't know if you want to call it a wing or what do you want to call it, but you've got your cadet crew as well that is reaching out to the youth. And I guess is that's growing and doing better all the time as well?
And it is, and we partner with the Boy Scouts of America. And the young folks is where we're going to is the need that the CAF needs. You know, it's built to the World War II generation, and that group is passing on. 80% of our members are over 60 years old. And, young people are the folks we're trying to reach. Of course, there are a lot of attractions out there. There's 6.5 million people in the Metroplex, and there's a lot of things to do. But every Saturday and Sunday at the DFW wing, and the same thing over at the B-29, B-24 squadron, the A-26 group, the Coyote squadron down at Corsicana, and there's over 20 units in Texas, and 75 units altogether. Of course, activities at headquarters on the weekends, and there's a lot to get involved in.
Sure. And there's somebody there all the time on weekends.
And we have a wonderful museum there in Midland. And I would like to promote folks joining the museum as a member of the museum. That's not mentioned a lot. And you can become a member of the museum just by calling the 1-800 number on at headquarters Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Yeah. You can join the CIF that way, or you can go online at commemorativeairforce.org and do all that on the online.
The bottom line is here, Charlie. It's not hard to join up, is it?
It's not hard to join up, and it's not hard to get involved. The hardest part is you have to show up and want to. Our gate is open. A lot of people come to the airport there at Lancaster, and they think it's an airport, and you're not welcome in the hangar, even though there's signs that say "Welcome, come on in," and they'll stand out there in the parking lot, and sometimes you have to wave at them to even get them in. I see little boys and girls; their parents will pull up there, and their little hands will go up on the windows or on the fence out there, and you'll wave at them, and smiles just go from ear to ear, and here they come, and their parents will go, "Gosh, we didn't know we could come in here." Because it's an airport, and I bet that takes place everywhere, and that's part of we just assume everybody knows the signs there, come on in,
right?
And they don't always.
Yeah, well, and that's a whole nother show there, Charlie, because I think in the last ten years, airports have become a scary place for a lot of folks, and I really hate that's happened, and I continue to fight it in our own little ways like this. And, anyway, that's a whole different show.
I know it.
You get my blood up.
I led you up into that, a topic for another day.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Charlie, I appreciate you coming on tonight. I wish you guys well at the air show this weekend. Just like I told Chris, I hope you get a lot of members, and I hope you get a big crowd out there. I've talked to a few people that are going. Unfortunately, I can't be there this weekend, but, I sure hope you guys have a good show this weekend, and I appreciate you coming on. And you're welcome here on the WIC show anytime, Charlie.
Well, listen, Zane, thank you so much. I would like to say one thing before I hang up.
Sure.
Is WASP will have a reunion at our air show this weekend. I don't know if that's been mentioned, CAF week here on your hosting this, but I think 36 WASP will be at air show. And I think that's just a wonderful thing. Those women need to be recognized and for what they did for our country. I didn't want to let that pass if nobody's mentioned it.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning it, Charlie. They certainly do need to be recognized. They were some hardworking gals in during World War II and unsung heroes for sure.
Unsung heroes, yes, they were. Thanks so much for having me, Zane.
Thank you, Charlie. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, Charlie Wood there, XO of the DFW wing, the CAF. So we appreciate him coming on. We got one more guest to follow here. I'm going to take a quick break here. Give me a little glass of water, and we'll be back with Paul Lager of the Invader Wing right here on Warbird Radio.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Matt Jolly, and I want to personally invite you to join me the week of October the 3rd through the 7th on Warbird Radio Live. We're devoting the entire week of shows to the Commemorative Air Force. It's truly going to be a week you don't want to miss. CAF Week on Warbird Radio Live, October 3rd through the 7th. For more information on the CAF, just visit them online at commemorativeairforce.org. That's commemorativeairforce.org.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Reminding you that radio engines don't leak oil.
They just mark their territory.
This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Hey, welcome back to the Wix Warbird Weekly Show here on October the 5th, 2011. On Warbird Radio, we've had a couple of CAF guests here, and I think we got another CAF guest lined up. But I think our producer and Matt Jolly himself, Matt, are you there?
Hey, Zane, I'm here. I just want to get in a quick plug for tomorrow night's show, if you don't mind. Tomorrow morning, though, I should say Neil Zagather's going to be on. How cool is that, having Fifi as your mother?
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning on the show. So CAF Week continues with Neil in the morning. But no, I wanted to put in a special plug tomorrow night. The Warbird Rescue Show is doing something a little differently. In fact, to call it that is probably not good. We're not really going to have one tomorrow night. But what we're going to do is have a send-off party for, I don't know how many guys are coming over tomorrow night. I couldn't even begin to tell you. But I can tell you this. I brought the ice chests home from the hangar today, and they'll be filled with lots of adult beverages by tomorrow afternoon, chilling down. We're having a send-off party for some friends who are about to deploy to Afghanistan. They're pilots and fly-in fighters. I don't know how much I can say and how much I can't say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But if you guessed F-16s, you'd probably be pretty good there. And so we're going to have a house full of these guys tomorrow night, and we're going to have them on the air. I mean, it's going to be kind of a send-off party for everybody. So, look, if you want to call in and say something to them, I know it would be a pretty cool thing for them. So these guys aren't going to say anything. We just offered them a bunch of free beer to come over and hang out with us for a few hours. So they're going to be over here tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, the big send-off party for a bunch of our young pilots. We don't get to do that a whole lot here because folks are working during the day. But for the night show, just couldn't pass this opportunity up. So if you want to call in and wish some guys good luck, tomorrow is the night to do it. So.
And you picked an easy way to get a bunch of pilots in the room is just offer free beer. I like
offer
that.
Offer a lot of free beer and... hopefully they'll show up. So no, everybody's going to be here tomorrow.
That'd be great.
They're all looking forward to it. But I just want to get that in there. So call in tomorrow night and have fun with us. Be a send-off party tomorrow night. So anyway, I leave you with that. And your guest
that sounds like fun.
Your guest is holding as we speak.
Okay.
So.
Paul Lager, are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Paul, how are you? This is Paul, the wing commander, the new wing leader, I guess, I'm sorry, of the new CAF Invader Wing in Fort Worth, Texas. I told everybody it'd be tech-centric tonight, so that's where we're talking. But you guys got an A-26, formerly known as Spirit of Waco, and going to be coming to Fort Worth soon in restoration and change of era on the airplane. And you've got some news for us tonight, apparently, Paul. Some pretty interesting, pretty unique news going on with the history of your scheme there, the Hoodlehead B-26. Go ahead, lead off with it. What do you got there?
Well, okay. Thank you for the invitation to come on for the CAF week. We really appreciate it. And since we last spoke, we did more research on the plane, Hoodlehead. And of course, particularly the air crew that flew the plane during the Korean War, and the pilot who was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor after the plane was shot down. The crew of four, three of the crew were killed. The gunner, Master Sergeant Mora, survived and was a prisoner of war for 2 years. But because of his gallant flying of the plane and leading the other planes of the squadron into the strafing and bombing runs, and then being shot down, Captain John Walmsley was awarded the Medal of Honor. And one of the things we decided to do was not only would we have the plane repainted in the color scheme of his plane, Hoodlehead, but we would have all the names of the crew written onto the plane at their various stations. Of course, the pilot, the photographer who was on just for that mission and was killed, the bombardier, and then the gunner. But then we came up with an idea that what would be unique, well, we've not seen it, is to show under all of their names the ribbons of the medals that they were awarded. And there was a total of 15 medals awarded to that crew of four, dating back to World War II and then on through into Korea. And of those 15 medals, when we looked at their positioning on the plane, there would be a total of 20 medals, of course some were repeats, and sure. We said, oh my goodness, the public's going to come and see this plane and they're going to ask us, you know, what's this medal or what's that medal? So we decided to have a display board made with the actual ribbons and cross-reference with the crew members as to who won which medals. And we were successful in obtaining the 14 medals from our local military surplus supply house in Fort Worth. But the one medal ribbon you can't get is the Medal of Honor.
Right.
And so we thought, well, what could we do? And one of our members, who's part of our historic research group, said, well, look, let's contact the Air Force and explain to them what we want to do. So I called them, and they said, well, you know, please submit your letterhead and explanation of why you want this chest ribbon from us. And so we sent that in. And amazingly enough, a week later, we didn't get the chest ribbon. We got an actual Medal of Honor.
Oh, wow. And that's got to be a rare thing out there for anybody to have. I mean, that's quite an honor for them to send that to you.
Absolutely. And the one proviso was, would you please have engraved on the back of the medal for display purposes only, which, of course, we've complied with and have now built a presentation case with the medal, with John Walmsley's photograph, and a photograph of the nose of the plane, and that will accompany the plane when she finally gets back onto the air show tours, and of course when people come to visit the plane in the hangar. So we are somewhat shocked but honored that the Air Force would grant us this high honor.
Yeah, I think the only place I've seen Medal of Honors, I've seen them in museums, but they're always come from the family, and maybe the medal that a certain individual, you know, had earned, and was awarded, and the family has donated it. But I don't know. I haven't really researched it or anything. But I don't know. I mean, this is a kind of a rare thing for the Air Force to do. They don't do this very often, do they?
They don't, and in fact. When they sent us the Medal of Honor in the presentation case, the actual chest ribbon was missing. And so we went back to them and said, look, you know, we're thrilled to get the medal, but the original request was just for a ribbon. Yeah. And in fact, I've been working and speaking with them, and they said, you know, we'll look and get that so it can be incorporated into your display.
Oh, okay. So, typical government snafu there, I think, sounds like.
Yeah. The one interesting thing, and of course for the diehard aficionados, they'll see this Medal of Honor on display and say, you know, wait a minute, that's an Air Force Medal of Honor, and John Walmsley, posthumously in 1951, would have received the Army Medal of Honor because the U.S. Air Force didn't have their own medal until, I think it was 1965. So the one that we have is the modern-day equivalent versus what John Walmsley would have received, but we're not going to split hairs on that.
No, no reason to do that. That's great news. That's great. That's quite a coup for your fledging squadron there, and great. It's one more attraction, one more reason to come to Fort Worth and come out there to the hangar and see this display. I know you guys have got a ready room up and running, and you guys are ready for the airplane, aren't you?
Yes.
What's the scoop on the airplane? How are things going out there with Nelson and the airplane itself?
Okay. Well, the main reason it went to Nelson was, of course, the corrosion on the spar carry through, which we decided to take a very cautious approach and remove it and have it replaced. And Nelson has done gallant work in removing it without having to take the wings off the plane. Yeah.
And that's Nelson Ezel out in Breckenridge we're talking about, just for folks that don't know. So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Nelson then basically took that out and with the modern CAD cams was able to have milled a replacement spar carry through. Metallurgical tests were done on what came out to ensure that it was compatible with what was going in. And it all fell into place nicely. It's now back in the plane. The panels are going back on it. So while the plane was down, we thought, well, let's pull all the control surfaces, ailerons, elevators, and rudder, because the fabric on that was pretty aged. And we brought those back to the hangar in Fort Worth and stripped them. And then we ran into another cautious approach we wanted to take, in that we found that there was more than one set of drill holes in the ribbing. And we said, well, we really don't want to use them.
Right.
And now the challenge was, well, we don't want to use them. Where can we get replacements? And we actually struck up a very cooperative deal with the Collins Foundation. The Collins Foundation said, well, we have control surfaces that have just recently been covered that we're not using. And we said, well, we have bomb bay doors and the gun turret periscope. And they say, well, that's what we need. So we are effecting an excellent trade with the Collins Foundation to give them what they want and give us what we need. And so those control surfaces will very soon be on their way to Fort Worth and then out to Breckenridge for putting onto the plane. And with that, we will be flying it into Meacham Field to the Vintage Flying Museum. And basically because the majority of this season's air shows are over for us because, we've not done any bookings.
Right.
It'll go into a complete winter servicing and getting it ready for next year's season.
So you'll be ready to roll come springtime. And
yes.
I guess you're going to go to ICAS and hawk your wares and all that as well.
Yes, we're working with the CAF. We're sharing a half booth with another of the CAF group, and basically have the display there of Hoodlehead, telling the story of the plane, the squadron it was with, and how unique that was, having formed in 1917 and been in continuous operation ever since. The story of the A-26 and that's unique history in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and flying against one another in the Bay of Pigs conflict.
Sure.
So, and then, of course, Walmsley. And George Mora, who was the gunner who survived, I think I mentioned this before, became one of the role models for Milton Caniff's cartoon series on Steve Canyon.
Right.
So there's another little bit of history there.
Yeah, you just... it's amazing how you step into these things and you choose something and you get deeper and deeper into the history and it all comes alive, doesn't it? And that's
absolutely.
That's the great thing. That's a great thing about Warbirds overall is you got hands-on history connections with people in the past and events and things. And I mean you know as well as I do that's why we're all here. I mean, the airplanes are cool, but like I was saying with the other guys, the people are great, and teaching the history is what we're all about here. So I'm glad, Paul, that you guys have got things up and going, and your squadron's growing. I guess we got just a couple minutes here, but your squadron's growing. You've got membership coming, and I'm sure as soon as the airplane gets there, it'll happen even faster.
Yeah, with 75 full colonels in the squadron and 5 cadets.
Oh, outstanding!
So, now, having listened to Charlie and talking about the membership, we are very happy that we're bringing cadets into the program. And you know, they can join at 13, and they can get to fly in the planes as cadets, where normally a member of the general public has to be 18 and over before they can fly. But cadets get this special dispensation.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Get to the kids and get them in there. That's great. And I know there's a great bunch of kids that run around the VFM hangar, and always have been. It's a kid friendly place, and I just, you know, I think it's a good mix for you guys. So.
Right.
I appreciate you coming on tonight, Paul. I don't want to cut you short here, but we've got up against the hard clock and got things to got people to see and things to do. But I guess you're going to air show. Have fun out there, and you know, when the airplane gets back in town here, I'd love to come out and see her, and let's get together then. And I hope to have you back on the show soon.
Happy to do it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate you coming on tonight. That was Paul Legger with the squadron leader of the new Invader Squadron going to be based here in Fort Worth tonight with the A-26. Going to be Hoodlehead now. He used to Spirit of Waco for years and years and years, but the airplane's in good hands and going to be done well. And I'm looking forward to seeing it here in town. And it's a great group of people they've got. So a new growing squadron. So. That's great news. Well, I appreciate you, everybody listening tonight. It's been fun here being myself. I wish Ryan luck in his convention, and he'll be back soon on the air. But I will endeavor to carry on in his stead here. And tune in tomorrow morning at 9 Central Time to hear Matt and more in CAF week. And you guys have fun at the air show out there. We'll see you on the WarbirdInformationExchange.org forum. In the near future. Thank you, and have a good night.